Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Days of Elijah, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message.
Oh, You sit in your little lazy boy recliner waiting for God to show up with a message at the door. God says, time for you to get up. God says, time to get on with this thing. It's time to be the people that I've called you to be. It's time you be filled with my Spirit. It's time that you be led by my Spirit. It's time that you trust God and live for God. I don't care what the world is doing today. Brother, let me tell you what. I've got to give an account for myself. And when I stand before Him, I want to hear Him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And He can only do that when I today live at the foot of the cross and trust the Lord by faith and surrender to Him and let the Word have prevalent power in my life, that He is prevailing and He is potent and He today is my provision, He is my protection, and He's my everything. Amen. When you've got Him, you've got it all. Amen. To be assured of this fact, now let me knock your feet out from under you. Success will not come without struggle. You're not going to like this, but in order to achieve, you've got to learn to sacrifice. Amen. The blessing only comes with a cost. Oh, I'm so glad that over 2,000 years ago, the ultimate price was paid. I'm glad Jesus hung there on that cross and died, and the seven sayings of the cross included every one of us. Oh, I'm glad today that there was forgiveness provided there, but I also find there was victory given there. Amen. Because He said it is finished. Amen. He wasn't finished, but the devil was, and the work of sin in your life was, and sickness was, and trouble was, and difficulty was, because thank God He provided a victory for us. That's a fact. Amen. And the world may dispute today and say there is no God. Well, let me tell you what. One day, they will find out just how real He is, because the Word of God says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. Yes. Amen. I remember the day when the Lord saved me, that I fell on my knees and cried out for mercy, and mercy showed up and gave me forgiveness and transformed my life and birthed me into the family of God. Amen. And I tell you what, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. I know that I'm a born again, blood washed child of God on my way to heaven. And brother, I tell you what, any obstacle the devil throws in my way, I've got a God that will get it out of the way and bring me through whatever I'm facing and be on my side. And one day I will arrive in that city and hear Him say, well done. And what a day of rejoicing and praise that'll be, because faith became real and I trusted God and He never failed me. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the power of our God. See, you've got to have sacrifice. Sacrifice of praise is what God's looking for. Sacrifice of obedience. Sacrifice of surrender is what God's looking for. The blessing came at a cost. The price has been paid. Now, friend, you've got to pay the price by living for Jesus every day. The blessing of our freedom came with a price. And today, we have laid aside what God has declared. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. You know, I couldn't help but think, last Sunday, was the last Sunday Super Bowl Sunday? Well, I think it was, wasn't it? That Jezebel guy, whatever her name is, got out there and performed at halftime. I didn't see it because I was in church. And I didn't watch it, but I heard about it. And all the glory that she gave to bashing cops. All the money. I thought about this. Oh, the millions on top of millions of dollars that was poured into a 12-minute show. If they took all that money and helped these veterans that are out here on the street struggling and need some help, wouldn't that be a lot better thing to do, don't you think? Amen. 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 People in need. You got a gal up as half clad and she's bashing cops in her presentation. What a shame. What have we come to? It is embarrassing. And let some old Jezebel get up there and sing the national anthem. Give me a break. What was that, Lady Gaga? Does she have a better name than that? I think her mama gave her a name when she was born, don't you? And I don't think it was Gaga. That's what you say when you're a baby. Gaga. Gaga. Maybe that's all. Maybe she's still a baby. I don't know. She's obviously a baby mentality because she's never seen the need of a Savior in her life. Smart people get saved. Smart people live for the Lord. Smart people are blessed of God. Smart people today trust the Lord in all things. Amen. All right, I'll get off of that. Thank you. You know, when you get me, you're going to get the truth. Let me tell you what. He's not Lord today when we murder over 50 million babies by abortion and call it choice and then fund Planned Parenthood with the taxpayers' money. Let me tell you what. He's not Lord in that. He's not Lord when we defile the family principle with perversion today and we are permitting as a nation of men and women marrying each other. That is perversion, it's blasphemy, and it's against the pages of God's Word. He is not Lord when we today inundate our minds and our children with the technology today and ignore God's Word. We want to stick something in our hand to work the thumbs with so they can get carpal tunnel syndrome. And we inundate our kids with ways today that they can live an ungodly life. Why not just start giving them the precious Word of God and get them in a church that loves the Lord and has programs that are concerned about developing their spirituality, just not entertaining them, but to develop developing Christ in the life. Amen. Amen. I said, preacher, you're on a soapbox. Yes, I am. I wonder if I called you out this morning by name and said, stand up and quote 5 of the 10 commandments. Could you do it? Don't get stuck. Don't start sweating. I'm not going to do it. I'm not even sure if Christians can quote John 3:16. Oh, I can do it, preacher, but do you know what it means? If our nation, if our communities, and if our churches today, and if in our homes today are going to be blessed, we've got to put God first again. That's the answer. Jesus is not first because we wear a lapel pin. Let me tell you what. Jesus is first when He's first in your heart, in your life. Amen. God must be first in our lives. God must be first in our homes and our households. God must be first in our relationships today. God must be first in our church today. And it would seem that Christians and churches, they have become ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He stands for. Amen. It's time we bow our knee before the God of all truth and declare we're one nation.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.